Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I want to ask you.
Soto sweepstakes. Go ahead.
Yep.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, well, you're here.
Yeah.
All right. So the what?
Not happening.
For the Red Sox.
No.
I mean, he's going to sign a contract. It is happening somewhere.
Oh, he's signing a contract. I mean, I don't care. He's signing a contract. I promise you this, he learned his lesson, and maybe even Scott Boras learned his lesson. You don't not sign guys and let them go into the season halfway through and not have spring training, okay? Because two of your guys proved to you last year. And if Scott Boras is listening, I know Scott Boras is a huge Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
He's been on a few times, yep.
Yeah. So, Scott, let your boys go to spring training and don't let this happen to Soto.
All right, this is the fun game that we play. We've been playing almost every day. Percentage, so you have the teams that are involved. Let's say five, right? So you have the Mets, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Dodgers, and the Red Sox.
Okay, yeah.
Since you've proven that you're good at math, we get up to 100%. I want you to give the percentage that you think Soto has a chance of landing with those teams.
Blue Jays, 0%.
Okay.
Red Sox, 0%.
Okay.
The Mets, 12%.
Ooh. Now we're going to have to do some math, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Dodgers, 22%.
All right, so that's 34%.
Yeah, and the Yankees, 66%.
Wow, you think he's going to the Yankees, huh?
I think he's going to the Yankees, as much as I hate to say it. Just simply for this reason, number one, they will be willing to spend the money on Soto because they've had an ability to have him in-house and watch him, right? Mm-hmm. All the little characteristics, all the little innuendos, his home life, his family life, his away life, his all these different things that they get to see,
mm-hmm,
that the Red Sox haven't gotten seen, or the Blue Jays or the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think, and I've got a gut feeling, they love everything that they've seen about him.
Yep.
And he's stand-up guy. He can handle New York. And once you find out that a guy can handle New York, you don't let him go.
I think you raise a lot of good points. And Also, the Yankees, tell me if I'm wrong. I know you will. Of all these teams, the Yankees are the most desperate to get him. You take him out of the Yankees, it changes that team more than it changes any other team not getting him, I think.
Take him out of the Yankees and the Judge becomes a normal guy, not an abnormal freak.
No, you become what you were the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, and we had I had on Johnny DePuglia, who is used to be with the Red Sox, scout, Latin American scout, and he signed, and he also with the Nationals, he signed Soto. And a big part of this equation is this the guy that you want as the foundation? Is this the guy you want as the centerpiece? And he's like, if you're starting a corporation, this is the guy that you're starting the corporation with.
Very good point, Rob. It's like it's like you have the owner in Aaron Judge, but Aaron Judge also needs that CEO.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like Soto is that CEO. And to me, you hit the nail on the head. The Yankees need Juan Soto more than any other team needs Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it would be wise for the Red Sox to get into a bidding war with the Yankees just so you push the value up and you make them pay. And I know we've done that before. It's been known to be before. So, yes, are the Red Sox in the Soto sweep? Oh, hell yeah, we're in the sweepstakes. Yeah, we're in it for one reason, to drive the price higher.
Well, okay, that's what I want to ask you. So you have – let me ask you each.
I don't think the Red Sox need Juan Soto as much as the Yankees.
No, they don't. But at the same time, let me like play the flip side of this. Exactly what I just said, Pap. They need their next David Ortiz. Devers is not their next David Ortiz. This is they need their next guy. They need their next middle of the clubhouse, no questions asked, leader, bilingual. Best player, all of it. The best.
Okay, so Tristan Casas, step up.
Okay, well, they need that. He's 23 years old. Juan Soto would be that guy more than anyone else in baseball. So to me, that's why you pay him. That's why you prioritize him. So when we look at your 0%, so why do you have the Blue Jays at zero? Just because he doesn't want to go to Toronto?
I mean, he's not going to Toronto to pay those taxes. Right. It's all about taxes there.
It's all about tariffs and taxes.
Yeah, man. I mean, look at Ohtani.
Ohtani went to Dunedin. He must have been somewhat interested. He went to Dunedin to look at the facility. So,
oh God, that was a quick answer. No.
Can you imagine? Isn't that bizarre that part of the recruiting process is taking someone to Dunedin? Like, that would be the opposite.
That was an absolute, complete joke. It was just for them to say, oh, yeah, we'll be nice and come look. And we want to go see Dunedin, the worst place in America for spring training. Okay, no thanks.
All right. So, and you say the Red Sox just aren't going to pay the money. They just aren't going to get in the sweep. That's why you put 0%.
Yeah, no, they're in the sweepstakes.
No, but they are, to drive the price up.
Yeah.
But you don't think they would do what it takes. You don't think they would do the old shock and awe old Red Sox way.
Number one, they're not even going to give Breslow that opportunity to solely make that call. Breslow is not even going to make that call on Soto. This is a John Henry call.
Of course it is. He's signing the check.
And this is John Henry playing the game that we call business, okay? And there's nobody better at playing the game of business than John Henry, in my opinion.
All right. Well, along those lines,
the Red Sox didn't make playoffs this year, and they're one of the most sought-after organizations that make the most money, and they're not even making playoffs.
Yeah, well, that has to change. I think they've reached a crossroads. Get in or get out.
The crossroads are here now, Rob, and, you know, whether or not I come back on Nesson and sign a deal with Nesson or not is to be determined.
I mean, really what you're saying is that either you sign Juan Soto and Jonathan Papelbon comes back, or you don't and say, listen.
Correct, yeah.
Either you're in it to win it, and I'm in it to win it. I only want to be part of an organization that's in it to win it. Sign Juan Soto and I'm back. I'm putting words in your mouth. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I really. You know. You made me think you're joking.
Oh.
I'm not, like.
You said that.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part. I've said this even 2 years ago.
Mm.
Like, even to Tom Werner. Hey, Tom. Like, you know, and I got a great relationship with Tom, and I understand business. I have my own company. I've talked to him about business a lot, but you know, the thing is that you have to have, from the top to the bottom, everyone that believes. If the media doesn't believe in you, then guess what? There's going to be days where I don't really believe in myself either. It's natural. So I want to be a part of, you know, the Red Sox organization that I know the Red Sox can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to take for them to spend a little bit more money. And I think Tom and John are at the point where they're saying, you know what? We do have to spend a little bit more money, and we do have to be a little bit more aggressive, or else guess what? We're going to be sitting playing fiddle to the Dodgers and the Yankees for the rest of however many years unless we start getting aggressive.
It's crossroads. And I'm going to discount that at Winter Weekend last year. You said they had an ace up their sleeve. You know why I'm going to discount it? Because you had a knot on your head and you weren't thinking clearly.
Yeah. I had a knot.
Yeah, no, that's all right. It's all good. So you talk about the signing checks. This is what, of all these numbers that shocked me the most, it's Mets 12%. Because my thing is, like, Steve Cohen is just going to be like, oh, hey, you know what? It was like how the Red Sox used to do business. David Price, you need $40 million more? Sure, why not?
Yeah. Right? And, you know, like, I think the Mets are just crazy enough to overspend for this guy.
But you put him at 12%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at Verlander and
Scherzer.
Scherzer. I mean, those deals were insane. Like, did those pan out? No. So they're not worried if a deal pans out or not. So that's why I put them at 12%.
But you put the Dodgers ahead of them.
Yeah. I think the Dodgers are on a just absolute wrecking course right now. And I think they have the best organization in baseball right now. And I think everyone's trying to model their organization after the Dodgers.
By the way, also, players want to go there, and not just because they're spending money, but I said this the other day, was players view the Dodgers, if I go there, I'm going to be better and I'm going to make my money. You know, that this is a very real thing, I think, in baseball, right? So,
yeah. I mean, you look at guys like Kike Hernandez, who's gone back there twice now, right?
Yeah. So there you go. By the way, December 18th, I'm going to close with this, Pat. December 18th, how many tattoos you got?
My whole back's done. I don't know.
Okay. December 18th, I'm flying to Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. You're getting a tat of Baseball Isn't Boring, aren't you?
Yep. Joe and I sitting side by side.
Is Joe going to get to do it?
Yeah. Joe and I are sitting side by side with the most famous tattoo artist in America, Mr. Cartoon.
Oh, Cartoon, yeah, the Mexican guy.
Yeah, Mr. Cartoon, he's doing it. I'm flying out 18th. I am extending a formal invitation. If you want to, we got a third seat if you want to sit there.
I tell you what, if you let me get the ink gun and do a little tattoo of myself, I'll be there.
What do you mean?
Like, I get the tattoo. I get to do some of it.
Wait, oh,
I think you should let Joe. Actually, I think you should let Joe do it. I think you should let Joe do some of it.
First of all, I don't have any tattoos. Zero. None.
Oh.
None.
What's the family think of this? What's the family think?
Well, my dad, my 92-year-old dad.
He's like, you crazy son.
Yeah, he's like, you made it this far. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. But my wife, she went from really to you have to get it somewhere where it's visible because she's all about marketing Baseball Isn't Boring. Like,
oh, dude.
She wants me to get like the QR code on my neck. So,
no, I think you should either go Mike Tyson face tat or Yeah. A neck tat would be good.
Like wrap.
See, I feel like any, and I don't have any above my neckline. I think the highest one is like kind of right there.
Mm.
But you know, Rob, if you go like neck tat or face tat, that's pretty much saying like screw corporate America, right? Because you're not going to get any kind of real job after that. You know, you might have to come like Jelly Roll and be like a singer. Oh, how many clubhouses they'll let you in with a face?
Hey, I am the Jelly Roll of baseball podcasters. Let it be said, let it be done.
Have you figured out where you're going to get it yet or no?
Nah, we're still talking. I think if I want to make it visible, I think the best place is probably the forearm, right? Because you just say, here, baseball isn't boring. Yeah. Here it is. Shoulder, you would have to lift up your sleeve, and I don't want to expose my pipes too much.
Yeah.
Too intimidating.
Go crazy if that happens.
Legs, maybe a leg sleeve. Like this right down the side.
How big are we talking?
I don't know. We don't know. Like it's this. I mean, Mr. Cartoon, Mr. Cartoon, there isn't a celebrity that he hasn't tattooed.
Yeah. I mean, you're in good company. No question.
Yeah.
Now, Joe's got tattoos, doesn't he?
Who? Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is more of a commitment from me than him. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right,
you guys make a great team, so I'm sure it'll be great.